We of the union want to put it on record that we did not call the press conference and level the allegation against the chairman out of malice. As a union and a social partner with the common objective of working together with management towards achieving the objectives of GPHA, we had some serious concerns about the happenings in GPHA, which we were not happy about. After the press conference, it has come to our notice that we did not engage management the more as we should have done before holding the press conference. Some facts have come to our notice, which on hindsight, we would not have brought into the public domain against Mr. Peter McMenu and his family at our press conference. We therefore withdraw the allegations against Mr. Peter McMenu in particular, his wife and sons, and unreservedly apologize to them. Nevertheless, we as a union with a role to protect public interest would not shirk our responsibility as watchdogs of accountability in the governance of public institutions. We think there must be peace and solidarity with our social partners at the workplace to achieve our goals. We are sorry for the embarrassment and the inconvenience our press conference might have caused Mr. Peter McMenu and members of his family. And once again, we apologize unreservedly.
You heard Chairman of the Senior Staff Union of the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, John Asif.